Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your practical briefing on artificial intelligence. It is Thursday, September 3rd, 2026. Today's theme is from outputs to operating systems. AI is moving beyond isolated answers. It can search catalogs, assemble carts, reconstruct navigable scenes, expose a frontier-scale training process, and produce research papers faster than institutions can review them. Once intelligence changes the surrounding system, output quality is only the beginning. Architecture, evidence, permissions, and human capacity become equally important. Our first story is Anthropic's new blueprint for commerce agents. Anthropic has published working implementations of two agent types, a shopping agent for customers and a merchant agent for store operators. The examples cover retail, travel, telecom, and ticketing. Teams can build with the Messages API, Claude Agent SDK, or Claude Managed Agents. The code can run through Anthropic's own platform, Amazon Bedrock, Microsoft Foundry, or Google Cloud Vertex. AI, the shopping agent, connects to catalog search, customer preferences, carts, order history, and support information. It can handle a multi-item request, compare options, show products in the conversation, and assemble a cart. But it does not own payment. It hands the cart to the merchant's checkout or selected payment provider. That boundary is a good design choice. Recommending an item and committing a customer's money are different permissions. The merchant agent can analyze sales, watch inventory, recommend prices and promotions, and draft campaigns. A person must approve a proposed change before it goes live. Anthropic reports that retailers using Claude shopping agents have seen carts up to 35% larger and customers 60% more likely to complete a purchase. Those are company-reported results, not a forecast for every merchant. A real test must control for audience, promotions, catalog quality, and checkout changes. The blueprint also does not remove the operator's responsibilities. Production teams still own customer identity, consent, taxes, pricing accuracy, inventory freshness, accessibility, payment security, audit logs, and escalation. Every tool should have a narrow purpose. Catalog search needs red access. Building a cart needs temporary staging. Applying a discount needs policy limits. Issuing a refund needs an order, amount, reason, and often an approval. Validate mutable facts immediately before action. A price mentioned earlier in a conversation may already be stale. Our second story is Atlas from World Labs. World Labs describes Atlas as an omni-world model for spatial intelligence. It was portrayed to operate across text, images, video, and three-dimensional information. Its architecture is a multimodal autoregressive diffusion transformer. The model combines its inputs into a shared spatial context. It then generates new views while trying to remain consistent with the geometry it has already seen. Atlas supports camera-controlled video generation, reconstruction of real scenes, space-time simulation, image creation, and 360-degree panoramas. World Labs says it can generate as much as 1 minute of 1440p video. It can use 1 to 6 reference images and follow a manually designed camera path. The important distinction is geometric control. Instead of asking only for a vague camera move and words, the user can provide a camera position and angle. Each reference image is grounded at a three-dimensional location inside the context. Atlas can reconstruct unseen viewpoints and produce explicit three-dimensional outputs. World Labs reports that it outperformed specialized open-source reconstruction models in the company's evaluation protocol. The model is entering early access with selected partners, so those claims still need broader independent testing. And visual plausibility is not physical truth. A beautiful generated scene may have inconsistent dimensions, unstable objects, impossible collisions, or incorrect dynamics. Those errors matter greatly if the world trains a robot. Creative teams should measure camera adherence, editability, and identity consistency. Reconstruction teams should compare geometry with held-out views and sensor measurements. Robotics teams must test whether a policy trained in simulation transfers safely to reality. Generated environments can expand coverage. Real measurements must remain the authority for physical hazards and real-world actuation. Our third story is an unusually open model training run. OpenAthena has started training a Marin Mixture of Experts language model with 535 billion total parameters. 23 billion parameters are active for each token. The plan training mixture contains 18 trillion tokens of agentic, coding, and scientific data. OpenAthena calls this the largest open and live model training run so far. The Gen H Sun and Lori Huang Foundation donated the compute, and pretraining is scheduled to finish on December 1st. The Marin Project publishes model weights, checkpoints, its data recipe, and code for infrastructure, pipelines, training, and inference. It has also published a prediction for its final performance on the Paloma benchmark. That prediction comes from runs about 300 times smaller. Publishing a forecast before the result is scientifically valuable. It lets observers compare a genuine prediction with the final outcome instead of seeing an explanation fitted afterward. The headline parameter number needs context. In a mixture of experts model, the total parameter pool is larger than the portion used for one token. Here, 535 billion is the total and 23 billion is active. Useful reporting should include routing, expert utilization, accelerator communication, training cost, and failure recovery, not only the largest number. A public loss chart is not enough for a genuinely inspectable run. Researchers need code and container versions, dataset mixtures and filters, checkpoint lineage, optimizer state, evaluation definitions, registered predictions, and a record of interventions. The broader value is the observable process. Researchers can learn from the path to a result and from failures that a final weight release would hide. Our fourth story concerns the infrastructure of scientific judgment. The ICLR 2027 program chairs have announced new submission limits. No author may appear on more than 20 submissions. And when a paper's author group includes no one qualified as a reciprocal reviewer, that group may submit at most one paper. All papers will continue to be de-anonymized after the review process, including rejected papers. The chairs say peer review separates signal from noise, improves work, communicates credibility, and helps institutions allocate jobs, grants, and compute. But expert attention is scarce. iNow makes it easier to produce an artifact that looks like a research paper, even when its author cannot verify the claims. The capacity problem was visible in last year's numbers. ICLR says about 20% of its 2026 submissions had no qualified reciprocal reviewer among the authors. About 15% of that group were sole author papers. Roughly 40% involved authors who submitted multiple NeuroViewer papers. A quarter were rejected before full review. Those that reached full review were accepted at about half the rate of submissions connected to the program committee. The 20-paper ceiling affects only the most extreme volume. Fewer than 0.2% of authors exceeded it in the previous cycle. The chairs acknowledge real trade-offs. Legitimate newcomers may be constrained, and the rules could encourage gift authorship, where a qualified reviewer is added without meaningful contribution. Rate limits protect capacity, but cannot decide whether a claim is true. Conferences also need reproducible artifacts, complete experiment records, conflict controls, reviewer training, declared AI assistance, and checks connecting claims to evidence. They should publish whether the new rules change workload, decision quality, newcomer participation, institutional diversity, and attempts to evade the limits. Across today's stories, AI places pressure on four systems. Commerce infrastructure must turn language into bounded actions. Spatial infrastructure must represent geometry, time, and controllable viewpoints. Compute infrastructure must make a giant experiment observable and recoverable. Research institutions must preserve human judgment as content volume rises. The relevant unit is not the model alone. It is the full workflow: inputs, tools, environment, evidence, decision rights, and downstream effects. Now it is time for the quiz lightning round. Question 1. What boundary does Anthropic's commerce blueprint keep outside the shopping agent? Is it A, catalog search, B, product comparison, C, payment execution, which remains with the merchant's checkout or payment provider, or D, customer service questions? The answer is C, the agent can assemble a cart, but payment remains with the checkout or selected provider. Question 2. What makes Atlas different from a purely text-directed video model? Is it A, it accepts only audio, B, it uses camera geometry and grounds images in a shared three-dimensional context, C, it cannot reconstruct real scenes, or D, it generates only still images? The answer is B-camera geometry, and the positions of reference images are native conditioning information. Question 3. How many parameters are active per token in OpenAthena's 535 billion total parameter Marin model? Is it A, 535 billion, B, 67 billion, C, 32 billion, or D, 23 billion? The answer is D, the model has 535 billion total parameters and 23 billion active parameters. Question 4. What is ICLR 2027's limit for a submission whose authors include no qualified reciprocal reviewer? Is it A, 1 paper, B, 5 papers, C, 20 papers, or D, there is no limit? The answer is A, an author group with no qualified reciprocal reviewer may submit at most 1 paper. Question 5. What common lesson connects today's stories? Is it A, a single benchmark is enough to approve an AI system? B, more AI output removes the need for human institutions? C, authorization, evidence, and validation must scale with AI capability and volume? Or D, only parameter count matters? The answer is C, agents, simulations, open training, and publishing all need systems that validate outputs and control consequences. That concludes today's quiz lightning round. When AI increases the supply of actions, worlds, models, or papers, invest equally in the systems that validate them. Thanks for listening to the Code Mingle AI podcast.